Matt, you've seen a lot in your career, but you never planned for injuries.
Right.
Tell me about this one. What happened? And did you know right away?
Oh, it's disappointing, first professionally and personally. You know, you work so hard in the offseason to, you know, give yourself an opportunity to go out there and play, and to have it happen this early in the season, especially with the belief that I have in this team and, you know, the thoughts of going on and having a lot of success this year, and for it to have it happen this early, obviously, is super devastating to me. At the same time, you know, now all your focus goes into rehab and getting better and trying to get back out on the field.
Matt, you look like you're in great pain right away. Did you know that this was going to be a season ender?
No, I didn't. You know, you go out there and you're playing and you've got the adrenaline going and all that stuff. I knew that my foot went numb when it happened, and then I came off to the sideline and I dislocated my pinky toe, so when they popped that thing back in,
realized how bad you really hurt.
Well, I thought, well, if that's the extent of it, that's a good thing. But unfortunately, you know, they found some fractures in the foot, and, you know, obviously we'll have to deal with that.
Were you on the borderline as far as maybe trying to get back for a week or two, or what was the process as far as your timeline right away?
You know what? We didn't really have a timeline right away. All we knew is that after the x-ray that I did, you know, have some breaks in the foot, and at this point, we haven't even met with the doctor yet. I'll go down to North Carolina tomorrow, meet with Dr. Anderson, and from there, we'll have a better understanding of what the rehab and how long it's going to be before I'm back.
How is your mental state? I mean, you have to be kind of knocking your head, right? I mean, all the work, you know, mm-hmm. being the number one guy, and now
right.
3 weeks in.
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right on the head. I mean, it's devastating to me. And again, it's just the hard work that goes into an off season to put yourself in this position to be able to get to where we're at. And then at the same time, like I said, there was a strong belief that we were going to have a lot of success this year. And to not be able to go out there and perform and compete each and every week, that's why we do this. You know, it's a tough deal to have it taken away by injury. At the same time, you know, obviously my role changes at this point, and I'll be here for these guys to support them, to support Teddy. You know, I think Teddy will do a tremendous job for us, and hopefully I can help him in a mentoring position and be able to, you know, help guide him and bring him along.
What has you so convinced that Teddy will do a tremendous job?
Well, I've been around him all offseason. I think he's approached it the right way. I think he's got a great attitude, and I think he's got a tremendous skill set, you know. And so he's got all the intangibles that you need to play at a high level, and so now it's just about him, you know, grasping the offense and going out there and doing it.
And when you go to North Carolina, will it be – do the bones need to be surgically repaired?
You know what? We haven't figured that out yet. Again, I haven't met with the doctor. I don't even know if he's seen the MRI yet. So they'll go through all that, and tomorrow we'll figure out more.
And the bones that were broken are in the toes or in the middle of the foot?
It's actually closer to the toes. It has nothing to do with the Lisfranc, and there's no ligament damage, which is great. So that's a positive.
Because the Lisfranc, that would...
Lisfranc's a serious injury, right. Yep. And so, again, it has nothing to do with my Lisfranc, which was all a positive.
Was it just the weight as you were planting, or was it the twisting?
I think I was planted down on the ground, and somebody landed directly on top of that foot, so it just kind of put all the pressure and the weight down on the foot.
Did you notice it right away? Because you got up looking like you were right. Ready to go.
Well, I got up, and again, adrenaline kind of takes over in that circumstance. Again, I couldn't feel my foot at that point, and then as I started to get closer to the sideline, I started to know something was going on. So, unfortunately, it was worse than what I originally thought.
So you've even been able to reconcile where do you start again, because you're going to be, you know, behind on the depth chart at a certain point if you're going to resume things here.
Right. You know, you don't really think about that right now. I mean, you think about trying to get healthy, and, you know, right now it's one day at a time. Again, I don't think any of us anticipated this, especially myself. And then you have to, you know, what goes with the business in this job, and then you just handle it as it comes about. And, you know, again, my number one focus now is to get healthy. Thanks, guys.
You go down to North Carolina tonight, or?